Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we invite you here where we say once again, we're eternally grateful for everything you've done for us, for allowing us to be your child. Jesus, thank you for everything. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. This short message is about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I have not given a message about this in a long time. And even with that, the glory of the Lord. When someone meets Him, the Holy Spirit, He's the only one that they will want, and they will find what human beings were born to do, which is know Him and ultimately fellowship with Him. Amen. The chief end of man is to know God. The final result, fellowship with Him. He cannot be put into words. When someone meets the Holy Spirit, a great man of God points out He gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all 9 gifts. And they come together and they... Now, the mystery and the secret is that someone to actually release the glory of God from someone's spirit person, you might say, someone has the privilege of getting into the second and the third phase of knowing Him, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then the fourth phase is the anointing. That's the glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God, the anointing. And that's when someone does that, then these gifts can be released. God is so giving and gracious that in those first 2 or 3 phases, He will still allow, He allows someone to experience and He releases, you might say, some of those gifts before the fourth phase. There's 3 groups of gifts. I'm not going to get into all of them because that would take, you know, many, many messages. But just as with everything in our most holy faith, you know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are a wonderful, glorious, eternal revelation, but also a present reality. And really cannot be put into, we can't explain it in human terms. That's why we have the privilege of getting into the spirit realm and experience the mysteries of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Just what I've said in the last 2 or 3 minutes, you might be wondering, wait, that sounds kind of vague. Well, it can't be explained. If we try to explain it as simply as possible, when someone's born of the Holy Spirit in that second phase, they're in the second phase, they will begin to... God gives them all the gifts. Now, their old nature is still in the way. Okay? That also applies to them knowing the glory of God. They must and they get to, and it's the greatest privilege to continue on, go deeper with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, get rid of their old nature, and release the glory of God within them. And the gifts will be released to bless them and mainly other people. Amen. Okay. There's three sets of 3 gifts, so 9 gifts. The revelation gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits is very practical. When we deal with somebody, we will be able to tell, you know, if they're full of the Holy Spirit, or maybe they're not even saved. And then they might have demons. You know, they could have a demon... of fear or demon. There's many all kinds of demons. Demons are They might have a demon of hate, demon of control, demon of fear, demon of you know, many, many, okay? But we can discern also, in the bigger picture is we can discern if someone, you know, is filled with the Holy Spirit and if they are, you know, if it's what they're doing is from God, so to speak, or if it's just them doing it in the flesh. Okay. All right. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Power gifts, faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles. This is awesome. Healings, working of miracles. You know, these are awesome power gifts. And then the vocal gifts, tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. Everyone focuses on tongues, and it's a wonderful gift. If you haven't received it, just receive it. The Holy Spirit will give you your prayer language. And the best way to explain that prayer language is that we are praying in the spirit realm, and God understands. We may not even understand what we're praying. God understands it. The Holy Spirit does. We're partnering with Jesus Christ to intercede. Amen. And demons cannot understand that prayer language. It recharges our spiritual battery, our spirit person. It empowers us. And then the interpretation of tongues, that's more in public meetings and also if you're praying with someone and so forth. And then prophecy. So, I'm not an expert on the gifts. I just wanted to give this. This is another aspect of our most holy faith. So awesome. So glorious. I want to just continue proclaiming these things. How frustrating it is that 70 to 75% of the world is not even saved, and they're missing out completely on this glorious new life with Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And these gifts are to bless us and other people and bless the body of Christ and give us, empower us. Amen.